the Africans have managed to change the narrative about the continent and make sure that people understand that Africa cannot be a residual beneficiary of capacity development and adaptation projects, but rather is part of the solution, and that solution includes the niche opportunity of a latecomer like Africa into industrialization by doing it green with carbon-conscious technology investment. And I think it has been proven now with the economy and climate discussion that this is possible, and Africa has that opportunity. And the second is the climate justice debate, admitting more and more that Africans, being the least polluters, less than 4% of the emissions in the planet, are the ones suffering the most, and this has to be repaired. And Africans have been pushing the envelope in terms of compensations that should be attributable to such a situation. And I think here at the Africa Pavilion, we have been seeing a lot of energy. People are really very mobilized. 150 activities that the pavilion has been able to program, and it's the largest pavilion together with the European Union in terms of size. And there is a lot of animation here, so which proves that Africans really want to be part of the climate debate.
There is accounting for the end of the conference. What can you say about the environment so far?
There's two purposes. They serve to bring closure on a certain number of issues, and the further one goes in that direction, the better. But they also offer the opportunity for opening discussions. For instance, the kind of discussion that we are having here is very different from Copenhagen a few years back. There it was about limiting growth. Now it's about doing growth differently. So the situations change, and sometimes what we gain in conferences like this is opening new avenues for solutions. So I think in that regard, I hope Paris will be going into history as an opportunity.